Hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 5, Text number 15 on the subject matter Narad Muni cursed by Prajapati Daksha. As you have been hearing from the previous verses, that Narad Muni giving the teachings, so little different way how the children of Prajapati Daksha, they have 10,000 children, they had gone to Narayan Sara to do tapasya so that they will beget children. But Narada Muni arrived there and he completely changed his mind, saying that you have come to enter into family life. Do you know what is this family life? What is this material world? Oh, that knowing the reality of this material world, how do you dare to do these things? So in this regard, so Narada Muni will tell 10 different things. If we hear that things, these 10 lines he spoke, it will not make any sense to us what he is talking about. But the children of Daksha, they are very intelligent. They could immediately understand what he is talking about. So we'll hear one of the 10 things we'll hear today that was spoken by Narada Muni in the 16th verse. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srishti Apyaya Karimayam. Bela kulanta begitam matasyatang abhigyasya kim asat karma virbhavet srishti apaya karimayam bela kulanta begitam matasyatang abhigyasya kim asat karma virbhave srishti apaya karimayam bela kulanta begitam mattasyatang abhigyasya kim asat karma virbhave. Mataji,
Maya.
Good translation by Srila Prabhupada. Narad Muni had said that there is a river flowing in both directions. The Haryas was understood the purport of this statement as follows, that is today's verse. Material nature functions in two ways, by creation and dissolution. Thus the river of material nature flows both ways. A living entity who unknowingly falls in this river is submerged in its waves, and since the current is swifter near the banks of the river, he is unable to get out. What will be the benefit of performing fruitive activities in that river of Maya? Purport. One may be submerged in waves of the river of Maya, but one may also get free from the waves by coming to the banks of knowledge and austerity. Near these banks, however, the waves are very strong. If one does not understand how he is being tossed by the waves, but simply engages in temporary fruitive activities, what benefit will he derive? In Brahma Sangita, chapter 5, text number 44, there is this statement, Srishti Sthiti Pralaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chaya Vajasya Bhavanani Vibharti Durga. The Maya Shakti Durga is in charge of Srishti Sthiti Pralaya, creation and dissolution, and she acts under the direction of the Supreme Lord. Maya Dhakshana Prakriti Swete Sacharacharam. When one falls in the river of nations, he is always tossed here and there by the waves. But the same Maya can also save him when he surrenders to Krishna or becomes Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is knowledge and austerity. A Krishna conscious person takes knowledge from the Vedic literature, and at the same time he must practice austerities. To attain freedom from material life, one must take to Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, if one very busily engages in so-called advancement of science, what benefit will he derive? If one is carried away by the waves of nature, what is the meaning of being a great scientist or philosopher? Mundane science and philosophy are also material creation. One must understand how Maya works and how one can be released from the tossing wave of the river of nations. This is one's first duty. Thus is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. So, as I told you, this subject matter is not an ordinary subject matter. Narad Muni, he found that qualified personalities that he knows, I tell them in one line, they will understand everything. All he said, there is a river which flows in both directions. How will you understand? We have never seen a river flows in both directions. So what he means by this? Okay. So these children of Daksha, the Haryosa, they are very intelligent. So they could immediately understand what he is talking about. So this verse speaks what they understood. But even if, I will read now that what they understood, if we hear that, we will not understand anything also. What actually that mean? So that also our acharyas, they have to assimilate and give explanation what exactly the Haryasas they understood, in which way. So what we do, first we have to give a little attention what exactly this verse is speaking about. Then how what this verse is speaking about is not clear to us. We have to understand this. Okay. Then we try to understand this verse on the basis of the explanation of our acharyas and Srila Prabhupada, what he has spoken in this purport. Then systematically we can understand this one line, what is talking about. There is a river which flows in both directions. If somebody doesn't understand about this river, then what will be the benefit of performing fruitive activities in that river of Maya? So you have to see the verse. Look at the verse. Srishti apaya karing mayam bela kulanta begitam mattasatang avigyasya kim asat karmavir bhavet. So last sentence is a little bit clear to us. Kim asat karmavir bhavet. So what is the benefit of performing asat karmavir means illusory activities, the fruitive activities, the sakam karma or punya karma. So what is benefit, what is the use of engaging in these activities? First line says Srishti apaya karing mayam. So what is that river that the Haryasya they understood, the river Narada Muni is talking about? So that river is Srishti apaya karing mayam. The maya, the illusory energy of Krishna maya, karing means one who causes Srishti apaya, the creation and dissolution of this material existence. Srishti and apaya, that maya is river. And what is the flow? The flow is Srishti and apayam, that creation and dissolutions. And two ways they are flowing. Bela kulanta begitam. And this river has a bela kulanta. It has shore, bela kulanta. And the flow of this river is very strong, very speedy way the water moves there. At begitam, begitam, very speed way it moves there. Kim asat karma bhivavet. So what is use of falling, engaging in fruitive activities? So if we try to understand this verse as it is, all this verse saying, the river is Maya, Srishti and Pralaya, creation and dissolution, the flowing, two flows, and there is shore, bank of the river, and towards the bank of the river, the water flows very strong. So what do you understand from that? You understand anything? Huh? Still you don't understand what he's talking about also. That's we have to see what our acharya is saying. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti explaining that the maya is the river. That river flows in both direction and both the shore, moving this way, that way, moving that river. And what is that? Srishti and pralaya, creation and dissolution. And how that happens, I'll explain to you. After explaining this maya, then we will come to the conclusion, then you will understand better how this maya works in both ways. Bela kulante. So, at the shore, it's a very strong stream. If somebody is drowning in the middle of the river and he has to escape from the river, the only way that he has to come to the shore. But before he comes to the bank of the river, towards the bank of the river, this river stream is more strong. Unlike our river Ganga, middle very strong and towards the shore is more mild. But this river, towards the side, very strong. So in this way, if somebody falls in that river, and we are these living entities fallen into the river of Maya. And here Prabhupada explaining that he can come to the shore means the two shores are Vidya, knowledge, intelligence and austerities. By the help of knowledge and austerity, one can escape. One can escape. But problem is Bela Kulanta Begitam is very strong stream and it becomes great big problem if there is austerity and knowledge can help us to escape from this river of Maya. But Maya is there to create great obstacle. What is that great obstacle? So that is krodha and ahankar. That kamayasa krodhayasa rajaguna samudbhava. The anger and false ego. So in this way, even if some living entity, he try to escape by these processes like tapasya and knowledge, so there is obstacle of anger and false ego. So that obstacle never allows us to get out of this river. And mattasya, specially, though they are engaged in tapasya and knowledge, if they are affected by the krodha and ahankar, anger and false ego, thus mattasya, they're mad. Maybe they're engaged in knowledge and tapasya. Still, because of the influence of anger and ahankar, they will not understand the complexity of this material world, cosmic manifestation, which is manifestation of Maya. So in this way, never they can get out of it. And Prabhupada, in this purport, he is concluding, what is this tapasya and knowledge? Prabhupada saying, but the same Maya can also save him when he surrenders to Krishna or becomes Krishna conscious. And what is Krishna conscious? Krishna conscious is knowledge and austerity. That means just knowledge and austerity will not make us free from this river of Maya. If someone is situated in Krishna consciousness, being situated in Krishna consciousness, that knowledge and austerity will make us to become free, release us from this river of Maya. A Krishna conscious person takes knowledge from Vedic literature, and at that time he must practice austerities. So that is how Prabhupada explained here. From this explanation we have understood the river is Maya and it has banks of river, and that we have to get out of river means we have to go reach knowledge and austerity. But problem is, even if one has knowledge and austerity, the nature of this river at the shore stream is very strong. Even if somebody does austerity and has knowledge, but it will be covered and affected by krodha, anger and ahankar, that he can never get out of it. So the solution is, one takes to Krishna consciousness दैवीयसा गुणमयी मम माया दुरतया माम एवं जे प्रपद्यन्ते मायाम एतम तरन्तिते. दिस इज व्हाट द सिंपल एक्सप्लेनेशन ऑफ दिस वर्स. देन विल नाउ ट्राई टू अंडरस्टैंड दिस रिवर फ्लोज इन बोथ डायरेक्शन. व्हाट एग्जैक्टली डज दिस मीन वन रिवर फ्लोज इन बोथ डायरेक्शन. सो टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट as we have come to know what is this river is Maya, which is the cause of creation and dissolution. So that's why we have to understand the aspects of Maya. That is the reason it is saying what will be the benefit of performing fruitive activities in that river of Maya. If you do not understand this river, then how can we get out of this river? So in this regard, I'll give a little background to you to understand about Maya, to come to understand how this river is flowing in both directions. So Maya means, you know, Maya has different meanings. Maya means illusory, Maya means mercy, Maya means knowledge. Maya has different meaning. But as we have heard from Vedic literatures, as it has been explained by our Gaudiya Acharyas, the Maya means energy. General meaning of Maya is energy. Though it has different meanings, but general meaning is energy. And we know there are two kinds of Maya. One is Yoga Maya and another is Mahamaya. So Yoga Maya, which is known as Atma Maya, internal potency, Swarup Shakti and Antaranga Shakti. It is Yoga Maya. There are three components. All of you know Hradini Shakti, Sandhini Shakti and Samit Shakti. So these energies, they exist within Krishna. Swarup Shakti. They don't exist separately. Just like the material energy exists separately, as Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, Bhirna Prakriti Astadha, means separated energy. But Swarup Shakti is not separated energy, his own energy, through which energy he is eternally in blissful mood, the pleasure-giving potency, Hradini Shakti. Sandhini Shakti, which helps him, his ever-existential potency, eternal existing by his own Swarup Shakti. Then Samit Shakti is all cognizance, that he knows everything through Samit Shakti, and devotees know Krishna through Samit Shakti. Hradini Shakti gives pleasure to Krishna and maintains his devotees. These are the functions of Yoga Maya. But what we are going to discuss now is not about Yoga Maya or this material world. So now we have to understand the different aspects of Mahamaya. To come to understand these particular things, how this river flows in two different directions. So how this Mahamaya works, that has been explained in Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Mahamaya, the two kinds of Mahamaya, one is Jiva Maya, another is Guna Maya. Will you remember? What is first one? Jiva Maya. Another one? Guna Maya. Just like the Swarup Shakti or internal potency is within Krishna, the Jiva Maya, the Jiva energy is within Jivatma, each and every living entity. And what is the function of Jiva Maya? Jiva Maya has two functions, which makes living entities to stay eternally in this material world. What are the two functions of Jiva Maya? The Jiva Maya has Abaranatmika Shakti and Prakhepatmika Shakti. Okay, Jiva Maya. And the function of Abaranatmika Shakti, Abarana means cover, the covers. what this avarnatmika shakti or covering energy does, it covers the intelligence of the living entity. As a result, living entity forgets its real identity. Krishna bhuli jayji bhagavansha kare nikatastha mayatare jhapati adhare. As soon as the living entity develops this tendency or desires to enjoy separately from Krishna, because of the little independence given to each and every living entity by Krishna, as soon as he develops the desire, this avarnatmika maya works upon him. As a result, he completely forgets, even covers his intelligence. So he completely forgets his relationship with Krishna. He completely forgets his swarup, what is swarup. He completely forgets how his source of real pleasure is to render loving service to Krishna. He completely becomes deprived of all these kinds of informations. That is avarnatmika shakti. He forgets his identity. He forgets his relationship. He forgets his source of pleasure. That is one business, avarnatmika shakti, that disconnects living entity from Krishna. So as soon as avarnatmika shakti disconnects living entity from Krishna, and his attention is no more with Krishna, then where its attention goes to, so then the function of prakshepatmika shakti starts. Prakshepatmika means to throw. Prakhya means throw. So attention comes from Krishna and falls on maya, on temporary body. Temporary body. So this prakshepatmika shakti gives the living entity understanding, your enjoyment is the enjoyment of this body. This false conception is given by this prakshepatmika maya. Prakshepatmika maya means that maya which diverts the attention of the living entities from Krishna and puts on this material energy, material world, body and things related to body. This is the how maya, very interesting way maya works. Maya has a lot of variety, very vaichitra maya, very systematically and very interesting way maya works. So this is what the jiva maya. The jiva maya aspect of maya works on living entity. The function is forgets Krishna and contemplant on secondary object. As Bhagavatam saying, Vedyam vastava matra vastu sevadam tapatra unmalanam. Vedya vastava vastu is Krishna. But this maya makes us to forget Krishna and contemplate upon secondary objects. So this is how the avarnatmika maya shakti and prakshepatmika maya shakti, they work on living entity to make them forget Krishna and contemplate on material body, to forget the pleasure of the self is to give happiness to Krishna. Instead of that, it gives a concept, the pleasure of mind is to give happiness or pleasure to my body. Complete two different things. So the whole mechanism works in this way. That is jiva maya. Then next comes guna maya. So how this guna maya works? Guna maya works in two different ways. Guna maya works in creation to reveal this cosmic manifestation, and guna maya also trigunatmika, three modes of material nature, sattva-guna, raja-guna and tamaguna. So in this way, sattva-guna, raja-guna, tamaguna works upon the living entity to give them a false perception. False perception means false perception, false understanding of what pleasure is. The three modes of material nature works in this way. For example, somebody influenced predominantly by modes of goodness, then for him his perception is different, perception of pleasure is different than the somebody predominantly influenced by mode of passion. Somebody predominantly influenced by mode of ignorance, his perception of pleasure is different. As example, I sometimes speak, Prabhupada also say, if somebody is influenced by predominantly influenced, everyone is influenced by modes of three modes of material nature. Somebody predominantly influenced mode of goodness, his source of pleasure will be, for example, food, milk, ghee, rice, dal, sabji, all satya guna foods. Oh, he'll enjoy very much. He'll think, oh, this is very good food. But somebody influenced by mode of passion, he will not like this food. Meat, fish, the strong smell will come, sour, hot, wow, very nice food, I enjoy this. He thinks that is enjoyable. And somebody mode of ignorance, what is good for him? All this dry fish, they will burn and bad smell will come. And for them, ah, so nice smell, ah, they enjoy so much. One class was giving example, inside the flight, one person was carrying some wine, so it happened, fell from his hand, so it broke, so that smell is coming. Then one Muslim lady was going, Muslims, they don't drink, so that smell she could not tolerate. She closed her nose like this, and she's walking, and following this Muslim lady, the two pilots, they are going. The pilots are very much habituated to drinking. And when they got that smell, one pilot telling to another, see, so nice smell. So nice smell. You understand? Like this, many, many examples. I don't want to go into that because I want to come to conclusion to make you understand. But this is one function of the Gunamaya. How Gunamaya gives us completely a false perception that what enjoyment is. All these aspects of Maya, they work very cooperatively. They work very cooperatively to make sure things happen. Very systematically, cooperatively, one after another, they're ready to act. No. They're very ready to act. One acts, one throws, one diverts attention. One Maya throws here, immediately another is ready, diverts the attention. Immediately, Gunamaya is ready to give them a perception of pleasure which is not real pleasure. Derived completely falsely and keeps the living entity in this very precarious situation. Isa apatasya viparjaya asmritaha. As Bhagavatam says, Isa apatasya, when living entity turns his face away from Krishna, he is put in the precarious situation of material existence, asmrita duties, forgetfulness of his relationship with Krishna. So now it's Gunamaya. So Gunamaya, one aspect I said, Trigunatmika Maya, how gives false perception of pleasure. Then another aspect of Maya, that plays role in creation. So in that creation, that Maya, also two kinds of Maya. One is Maya, another is Pradhan. You must have heard this Pradhan. Maya is doing sankalpa, pradhan is doing ingredients. So in this way, it's very subtle things. If you hear carefully, you may understand. Maybe you have to hear few times to understand. Chaitanya Charitamrita explaining the cause of the creation. The two causes. One is immediate or efficient cause called nimitta karana. Another is upadana karana. Remember, what is one? What is first one? Nimitta karana. Another one? Upadana. Nimitta karana is immediate or efficient cause, Prabhupada has translated. Nimitta
Nimitta means because of whom the creation is taking place. And Upadana means, any of the Indian people know what is Upadana means? Upadana, ingredients. Upadana, that is Upadana Karana, ingredients. So Maya and Pradhan. So Maya is Nimitta Karana. You will understand better when I give you an example to you. Just know this much. Maya is Nimitta Karana and Pradhan is Upadana Karana. Ingredients, giving ingredients. And one example is given Chaitanya Charitamrita to make it understand. A potter makes a clay pot. In clay pot has two causes. One Nimitta Karana, immediate or efficient cause, another ingredient cause or Upadana Karana. So making a pot, what is Nimitta Karana? What is efficient cause? Two efficient cause. One is the potter himself, another is the wheel. You have seen the wheel? They make clay pot, they put some clay on a wheel, then they move that wheel. So this is efficient or immediate cause or Nimitta Karana, potter and wheel. Okay. Then ingredient cause. What are the ingredients used to make a clay pot? Mud, clay and water. They are Upadana Karana or ingredient cause. So we see two efficient cause and two ingredient cause. And what is the efficient cause? What are the two efficient cause? What are the two Nimitta Karana? Potter and wheel. And what are the two ingredient cause? The clay and water. Then again it has been described, the Maya plays role as secondary Nimitta Karana and secondary Upadana Karana. And Bhagavan himself is primary Nimitta Karana and primary ingredient cause. Just like creating a clay pot, there is two efficient cause and two ingredient cause, yes or no? To make a clay pot, two efficient cause. What two efficient cause? What are two efficient cause? Potter and wheel. And what are two ingredient cause? So beyond this creation, the Nimitta Karana, two Nimitta Karana and two Upadana Karana. So Maya is secondary Nimitta Karana. Just like creating or making a clay pot, the wheel is secondary efficient cause or Nimitta Karana. Then who could be primary Nimitta Karana? Potter is the primary Nimitta Karana and the wheel is secondary Nimitta Karana. And the same way in ingredients, two ingredients used, clay and water. So water is secondary Nimitta Karana. Then what is the primary cause? Clay, mud or clay. The same way in this creation, the Maya works as secondary efficient cause and secondary ingredient cause, but Krishna is primary efficient cause and primary ingredient cause. Okay. So then we'll understand how this ingredient cause starts unfolding so that this cosmic manifestation comes to existence. It's very complicated to understand. But as Prabhupada has described, this Maya, I told you, Maya, there is Pradhan, okay? The Maya is Nimitta Karana, Pradhan is ingredient Karana. That ingredient aspects, how it works? There is Sukma Prakriti. Sukma Prakriti means, see, all these material ingredients we see now
in gross form manifested to us, when all these things remains in unmanifested form called abhyakta or sukma prakriti or pradhan, abhyakta, unmanifested form, it is there. So when in that prakriti, mayadhakshana prakriti swete sacharacharam, by the glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it becomes agitated. And what is this agitation? When annihilation takes place, means dissolution, means that three modes of material nature equilibrium is maintained. But when, by the glance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the nature becomes disturbed or agitated, then that equilibrium is disturbed. Then things starts to manifest through transformation. The energy transforms. How energy transforms? Just like milk transforms to yogurt. Yogurt transforms to butter. Butter transforms to ghee. Ghee is nothing but milk. But milk is different, ghee is different. Or another way I'll explain you how things transform from subtle or invisible to visible gross. There's water in the ocean. When by sunshine it evaporates, can we see that? Can you see? Water is there, but we can't see. You understand? This invisible, subtle form is there. Then that vapor evaporates, that vapor transforms to cloud, more visible, but it's not so solid, not so gross. And that cloud transforms to rain water, more gross, more visible. And that water transforms to ice, not ice, river, ice, snow or ice. Haribol. I know this class is a sleeping class. It's difficult to understand. But at least you go with the impression how difficult it is. That will help you. So same way, let's make in a gross analysis to understand how things manifest from subtle to gross. The same way, the sukma prakriti transforms or kshobita or agitated. So that way pradhan manifests to mahatattva. Pradhan manifests to mahatattva. And mahatattva transforms to ahankara tattva. Ahankara tattva. And ahankara tattva transforms or parinama. The aparinama and parinama. Parinama means transforms to three kinds of ahankara tattva. So that is what is explained here, the tattva of creation and dissolution. From the sukma prakriti, then pradhan, pradhan to mahatattva, mahatattva to ahankara tattva. Three kinds of ahankar: sattvic ahankar, rajasic ahankar, and tamasic ahankar. Sattvic ahankar is known as vaikarik, rajasic ahankar is known as taijasa, tamasic ahankar known as tamasa. So then these three kinds of ahankar, sattvic ahankar, rajasic ahankar and tamasic ahankar, they transforms. What they transforms to? The tamasic ahankar, transforms to bhuta. What is bhuta? Ghost. Pancha mahabhuta. Not bhuta means not ghost, pancha mahabhuta. That is earth, water, fire, air, ether. Okay? That tamasic ahankar transform to five gross elements. That is how five gross elements comes to existence. Then taijasa, the rajasic ahankar manifests to 10 senses. Five jnanendriya and five karmendriya. Then five jnanendriya and karmendriya, they come to existence. Same vaikarik sattvic ahankar, they transforms to different predominating deity to control these 10 senses. Different devatas, the adhishtatri devatas, दिक वायु अर्क प्रचेता अश्विनी कुमार बन्नी इंद्र उपेंद्र मित्र प्रजापति द टेन डेमिगॉड्स कम्स टू एक्जिस्टेंस टू कंट्रोल दी सेंसेस दिस सिस्टमेटिकली फ्रॉम सटल टू ग्रॉस मैनिफेस्टिंग एंड दिस तामसिक अहंकार ट्रांसफॉर्म्स टू तन्मात्रा तन्मात्रा मीन्स फास्ट मैनिफेस्ट द शब्द तन्मात्रा शब्द मीन्स द साउंड देन मैनिफेस्ट फ्रॉम साउंड कम्स व्हाट साउंड कम्स स्काई साउंड कम्स फ्रॉम साउंड कम्स स्काई द स्काई अनदर क्वालिटी तन्मात्रा और क्वालिटी जॉइंस देन मैनिफेस्ट एयर व्हाट इज द क्वालिटी ऑफ एयर व्हाट इज द क्वालिटी ऑफ एयर टच सो देन फ्रॉम देन व्हेन एयर देन अनदर तन्मात्रा मैनिफेस्ट टू अनदर तन्मात्रा दैट इज साइट और फॉर्म देन फायर कम टू एक्जिस्टेंस देन व्हाट कम्स टू एक्जिस्टेंस water comes to existence then what comes to existence earth come to existence by different quality added then what happens it comes from subtle to gross starting from sukshma prakriti mahatattva ahankar tattva then tamasik tattva then comes sky to air to fire to water to earth So the two flows, this was explaining river. This is the one flow, okay? It's one flow. That is what called here, Srishti, the one flow coming all the way from there. And apayaya, dissolution. Dissolution, what happens? When dissolution takes place, the same way, the earth will lose the quality of, what is the quality of earth? Smell, then what will remain there? The water will remain. No earth will be there. It will merge into water. The water will lose the quality of water. What is that? Taste. Then what will be there? Fire. Then fire will lose the quality? Form. Then what will be there? Air. So in this way, they will rewind again, go back. Purba, purba, para, para. The way they manifested gradually, then they wind up like this and go again from gross earth, water, fire, air, ether, tamas, ahankar, then it will go to mahatattva, then it will go to ahankar, mahatattva, then sukshma prakriti goes back. So this is the flow of this river to make us understand. So this is how our Vedic literature has explained. So this verse saying, Narada Muni saying, unless you understand the intricacy of this river, how this Maya works, so what is the use of engaging all these fruitive activities? So one has to understand, and Prabhupada is saying, that only way you can get out of this, by taking shelter of the shore. You have to come to the shore. What are the shore? Knowledge and austerity. But problem is there. Problem is at the shore only. Knowledge and austerity may help us. Just like I am in the river drowning, by swimming I can get out of the river. But if at the bank this stream is too strong, even if I know swimming, what will happen? I'll drown also. So austerity and knowledge is there. But problem is at the bank, it's too strong. So that what happens? It's too strong means Maya gives you ahankar. I have austerity, I have knowledge. One may be equipped with knowledge and austerity. But there also Maya will catch you. Oh, you have so much austerity. You have so much knowledge. Bas, finish. Again back to river. You understand? The process is given in Vedic literature. So come out of it, you take shelter of the shore, the bank. But
tapasya and knowledge, jnana. But that will influence you with ahankar and krodha, anger. It make you understand. And again, it will put you back. So Prabhupada concluding, that is the reason one has to take shelter of Krishna. Or take shelter of Krishna, then he will not be influenced by this ahankar and krodha. With a humble mood, he will follow the instructions of the Vedic literature. Sometimes he will practice the austerities without any ahankar. So in this way, that person can be out of this river of material existence. Okay? You understood? We can do one revision. We have 5 minutes. And revision. Let's go through revision. It will make us to, it will make you to understand a little better. It will make me more fluent also in speaking. Because I am not so fluent, because I am trying to understand what all it is about. Actually, I wrote all these things in my book in Maya. But after writing this book, now I am reading to understand it is what it is all about. So Maya, there is Maya. There's two kinds of Maya. What are two kinds of Maya? Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya has three components. What are three components? Sradini, Sandhini, and Sammit. Yoga Maya. Mahamaya, two kinds of Mahamaya. Jiva Maya and Guna Maya. Two kinds of Jiva Maya. What are two kinds of Jiva Maya? Abharanatmika and Prakhmatmika. And two kinds of Guna Maya. One is creation. And one is in creation, another is influencing the living entities. Two way. This Guna Maya is acting. Okay, creation parts has two sections. What are the two sections? How in creation it acts in two ways? Na? Nimitta karana and upadana karana. And upadana construction is what we now discussed. Upadana ingredients, how ingredients manifests from subtle to gross. Everything manifests. So that creation is one flow in one side of the river, and dissolution is another flow, opposite direction. How this river goes two directions. One this way, another that way. And we are falling into this, and we are going through this cycle. Punarapi janamam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatarasayanam. Again and again, janma mrittu jarabhyadhi dukkha dosanudarsanam. As Krishna is saying, if you have not understood this, then what is use of engaging in these activities, sakam karma? Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Gaura Premanande. Thank you so much.